Hey, podcast listeners, welcome to Season 2 of All Work No Play, the podcast. Since this is the audio from a video series on the Critical Role channels, there may be a few very visual jokes that you kind of miss out on. You can watch the show live every other Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/Critical Role or on youtube.com/Critical Role the following Thursday. Or stick with this audio and look out for new episodes on this here podcast feed the Tuesday after the show airs on Twitch. All right, that's enough for me. Play that podcast. Coming up on All Work, No Play.
And you're actually doing really well.
It helps when you're with two aces.
What's the three then, my dude?
That and a whole bunch more on All Work, No Play.
All Work, No Play.
Hey, Liam.
Hi.
We have to start this show by dropping in. We were instructed by Natasha, our real producer, to take the cubes.
Yeah. This is a full dose or a half dose of LSD? Full?
And we drop them in to make a magic champagne cocktail.
Yeah!
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Shall we?
Cheers, dear.
To our new episode.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Let me taste this thing.
Hey, it's pretty decent.
Yeah.
I like it.
That tastes good. And you said it gets better as time goes on, correct?
Just like this show.
Well, here's hoping. Well, I just got back from vacay.
I know that you did. Me being the master of segues.
Yeah.
You mentioned LSD on this.
Yes.
I hear you're going to Burning Man soon.
Ah, that's true. I don't know what would remind you of Burning Man when what happened the last 60 seconds. Yeah. After hearing about the burn for 7-ish years from our dear friends. And
I think it's been around longer, but they've been talking.
It has, but I've known them well enough to be hearing about it every year because some of our friends, it is their one true religion. And I've just for years said like, well, that's real. It sounds fun. It's not for me. I don't go to Burning Man. Apparently I go to Burning Man.
You're a burner.
I'm about to be. You were supposed to be.
I'm really upset. So me and Travis Willingham, we're supposed to go together, rent an RV, make the pilgrimage. But at the last minute, I bailed, not because I'm a chicken, not because I'm scared of living in the desert with a bunch of naked freaks. I'm excited about.
Yeah.
My wife's off shooting a show and someone's got to be home to take care of the kids. It's a kid's thing. It's not because I'm scared.
I don't know what to make of it because I'm so used to in our relationship, you have done wild and woolly things that I cannot talk about while the camera is rolling by. Like you have done some crazy.
I'm not going to be president of anything.
I'll leave that up to you to share, but some crazy fucking shit. So the idea that I'm the one who's going to Burning Man and is going to have the top of my skull float away and just bubbles release and my brain turned to bubbles and you're staying home and it just doesn't make sense.
I know. I'm super bummed. There's a chance come Friday morning when you leave that I'm going to just show up with a bag and be like, I'm in, let's go. But
we have room.
I know you do.
We have room. We're going to be singing musicals the whole way up. That's the plan.
Wow. Hades Town?
That'll be on the docket, I think.
Okay. That's what all burners do, right?
Are you getting any vacation in the summer or it's done? The kids are going to school.
I went to the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
Okay.
Beach culture on the East Coast is really cool. They have this place called Brew Through. It's a convenience store that you drive through. You drive through the store. Like your car goes through the convenience store.
No.
And you can buy brews and cigarettes.
While driving through?
Yeah. You just kind of roll down your window and you're like, I'll take a pack of Lucky Strikes. I don't know. I don't smoke cigarettes.
More things than heaven and earth, Horatio. So naturally, this segues into magic. Which is what we're talking about.
I am the master of segues. You are not.
No.
But we are talking about magic because we had an amazing magical experience together that
that we've never done anything like it before.
It was a great trip. We went to the Magic Castle. Now, for the uninitiated or people who have not visited L.A. or lived in L.A., one of the hidden gems of Los Angeles is the Magic Castle, mm-hmm. which is, and we knew this before, give me another cheers, mm-hmm. is like the mecca for magicians from all over the world. If you want to prove yourself as a magician, you come to Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's usually, I mean, it's invite only mm-hmm. just to get in to be a spectator.
You got to wear formal wear.
Yep. It's a large old house, and it has a bunch of performance spaces and bars inside. Mm-hmm. It is dripping with cool. We didn't go alone, though. We met our friend Ashley Birch, mm-hmm. voiceover goddess, writer, talented, just overall person, actor.
Good egg.
Ashley Birch
is a good egg. I like Ashley a lot. She's a newer friend, but man, I like her.
Yeah. Yeah, I dig her. But so we met Ashley at the front of the Magic Castle, which, like I said, is ancient mansion. Mm-hmm. And we walked in, and right there in the beginning, you're confronted with the whiff of magic.
And we met another friend of ours who happens to know that place inside and out, Misty Lee.
Misty Lee, a magician, also a voiceover mm-hmm. performer, also a pretty good egg as well. We're in the Magic Castle.
You sure are.
I feel like we're cheating because mm-hmm. we're the only ones here right now.
Yeah, the place is closed and we're the only ones in it.
That's so cool.
It's a secret clubhouse. We have all been here in the past and mm-hmm. love it, but not everybody knows what it is. And I'm sure there's things that we don't know.
Yeah.
What is the Magic Castle?
Okay, so we are in the lobby of a building that was built in 1908 as a single family residence. This whole block was called Millionaire's Row, and this is the only mansion left. And in 1963, these three folks, Milt, Irene, and Bill Larson, turned this place into a magical clubhouse, which is a private club where magic is everywhere. They were running a magic periodical and said, our dad always wanted this private clubhouse for magicians. Wouldn't it be cool if we created one? Look at that dilapidated old mansion. I wonder if we fix it up, if the guy would let us use it. And so they came in on a handshake deal with Thomas Glover, who owned the building at the time. Homeless people were squatting in it back then.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
Wow.
Milt Larson is a carpenter, and Bill and Irene built the community. Milt did all the inside. He got a guy named John Shrum to do all this design work.
So it's almost like it fell into disrepair and became like a haunted house.
Totally.
Almost.
And it's still a haunted house. There's ghosts all over here. They call it the Mecca of Magic, and over the world, to be a member and perform in the Magic Castle is a huge deal. These three folks, our founders, created this clubhouse to be all-inclusive, but yet house the best of the best. And so they're very fussy about who performs here. And to be a magician member is an even bigger honor because you've sat in front of a board of other magicians who say, yeah, you can wear the same pin we wear.
And you know this place because you, Misty Lee, are a magic person?
I am a magic person. Yes, we call those magicians.
Oh, we're gonna be, I didn't know.
Whatever, man.
Much today.
Is it magician or magician? Yeah. Some girls make a distinction. I do not. I am not fussy. But yeah, and I'm going to teach you guys some magic around here today.
That is so cool. So we did a ghost hunting episode of this show earlier this season, and I did not believe anything that was happening, but I 100% believe in magic.
Seeing is believing.
For sure.
So Sam is going to be shattered today?
Actually, Sam is going to be empowered today. Okay. How about we do that?
Okay,
I will teach you some secrets that will make you a martyr. You will keep the secret so your audience can experience awe.
Okay.
And focus on the audience, which is where I think the best magic comes from.
And so by the end of today, we
will not have
will
that pin.
Definitely be members
not
of the Magic Castle.
Not have that pin, no.
How long have you been a member?
I have been a member since 2005, and I'm actually on that board that you have to perform in front of, so.
So you could give us the pins.
I could. Well, you can buy the pins in the gift shop, but you have to have the paper. And
I got to know Misty directing and doing VO on The Last of Us.
Oh.
And she did
Game Drop.
The Game Drop. And she was one of the infected people, so mm-hmm. she all kinds of like stuff that I'm unable to do, but she can do.
Just did it pretty well. Misty was going to be our tour guide through the Magic Castle, but first we had to get into the Magic Castle.
Right, you have to know the way to get in.
There's a secret word, because everything in this place is fucking magic.
Mm-hmm.
Misty, there's no doors. How do we get into the Magic Castle?
Have to say the secret words to our ambassador.
Artemis,
yeah.
Artemis.
You have to say the secret words to our ambassador, Artemis.
Artemis is...
Who is that owl right there.
Okay.
And the secret words, I'm going to tell Ashley, and she can whisper, and you can whisper, then the three of you can say it at the same time. Ready?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, ready? Open. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we said the magic word.
Which was?
Abracad. No.
Farfadnan.
Sesame. Open Chatsbot. Sesame. Jessica Chobot.
Yes.
Got it.
One, two, three.
Open Sesame.
Turducken.
Oh. I think it was turducken that got it.
Look at that.
Welcome to the Magic Castle.
The door opened. The door.
The shelf.
The shelf of books opened, and we were inside. And inside, it was great. It's amazing.
What was special about this trip is that we were there off hours. And it was a little bit like getting to sneak around Disneyland when the place was shut down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I feel like now we can really soak in. This place is dripping in lore.
It is. Yeah. And you're also hearing casual clothes. Very
yes.
different.
You're normally supposed to wear a tie for the gentleman and the ladies a long dress.
Cocktail attire.
Cocktail attire.
Yeah. So you can wear a pantsuit with a matching jacket. You know, we have all of these things in our standing rules, but you get to come in your civvies today. So.
Last time I came, I forgot a tie, and they had to loan me one.
Was it ugly? It usually is.
It was pretty ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and very wide.
Oh, perfect.
There was definitely a sense of getting a sneak peek behind the scenes at something that you're not really supposed to see. I've had that experience in my life a few times where I've gotten to sort of see behind the curtain how things work.
Yeah.
When I was a teenager.
Did you get special treatment as a kid?
Oh, did I get special treatment?
Special treatment as a kid?
Let me think. Yes, yeah. I did.
Okay.
No, but as a kid, it wasn't special treatment, but I did go. I lived right around the corner for several years from where they shot the Late Night with David Letterman program. So I would go watch that show live all the time. I would go to the audience and watch David Letterman. And it was always interesting. Like it felt, it always, when you've been to see a TV show shot, right? Everything always looks smaller.
Oh, is that the common child experience?
Not everyone in the world has seen a network television shot? I feel like I've gone to like 100 of them. I've been to sitcoms, I've been to talk shows, game shows. You don't go all the time. I also lived near where The Price is Right was shot. I went there and said, no, this is not a thing. Man, I am privileged.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went there all the time, and it was all it's always like smaller than it looks on camera. And at the David Letterman show, it was always very cold in the audience. But one time, you'll listen to this. I got to see behind the curtain because Mariah Carey was the guest.
Ooh.
She was wearing a very tight dress.
She can sing very well.
She can sing her ass off. It was amazing. But when she sat down for the interview portion of the program, I was in the front row. And her dress was so tight that she couldn't really like cross her legs.
Mm-hmm.
So she was just kind of sitting like this, and I could see her fanny. I could see her vagine. I could see her vagina.
Why are we putting this in the show?
She wasn't wearing underwear.
Why are you putting this in the show?
Well, I could see Mariah Carey's vagina. Is that inappropriate for our show? And I looked at it for like an hour.
Wow.
I saw behind the curtain.
I find not Mariah Carey's private parts, but like behind the scenes.
They were lovely, by the way. If she's watching, excellent vagina.
Can I just stare dead into every camera in the room? Seeing behind the scenes at places like Disneyland or at the Magic Castle, at the Magic Castle, we saw like a little kitchenette break room. Never saw that on a visit there with all the fast hands and old fashions at the bar and just feeling like you were getting steeped in Hollywood lore and legend. But it was just like a microwave and a fridge.
Yeah, little place to wash some dishes.
Probably like 1968. It's like seeing like if you're at Disneyland and seeing like Mickey pull off his head behind a tree.
Yeah.
It gives you that feeling of like
a crusty guy with a mustache.
Yeah. And he just has that Overlook Hotel feeling when you're seeing a guy in a bear suit go down on a guy in a tux.
Oh, wow.
Remember that anniversary for us?
Yeah. I think the first anniversary is paper. Second anniversary is that. We got a tour, though, of this place. There's still some mystique. She showed us the bar area.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many great things. There's a piano at the Magic Castle that plays itself if you're
there. It's haunted by a ghost named Irma, and Irma knows any song that you can think of. Last time I was there at night, I asked it to play Super Mario Brothers music, and she did.
Yep, yep.
Well, it's a it's ghost technology.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ghost powered.
ghost pirates. What else did we see on our tour? We saw the Houdini room.
Let's see if it's open. It's really dark, but this is our ghost room. Come in.
Whoa. What?
Yeah, this room is so
cool. This is so cool.
Amazing.
This is the Houdini Seance Room. This is where I do my ghost show. Oh. And if you look around, you are surrounded by items that actually belonged to Harry Houdini. The straitjacket from which he actually escaped.
Wow. These are not props. These are real
No, these belong
artifacts.
To Harry. So they were bequeathed to the Magic Castle and put on display.
Wow.
That there is a trunk that Harry Houdini invented. That's the Metamorphosis trunk. He performed with that. He created that trick.
Oh my
he used
God.
To get locked inside it. His wife would stand on top. She would put up a curtain, drop the curtain, Harry would be outside and Bess would be locked inside.
What's this big canister over here?
This is a milk can escape. Yeah. And he used to get locked inside of that and they'd put a curtain around it and he would pop out reading a book. Right here is the one pair of handcuffs from which Houdini could not escape.
Oh.
You can see the little hole where he had to be drilled out. And the reason he couldn't escape these handcuffs is the guy who put them in them did not play fair. Mm. He created this lock so that it would break and they were unpickable. He couldn't escape because it ruined itself. So Harry saved them as a reminder that we need to practice with our stuff ahead of time.
Boy, I'm glad he didn't use those in a vat of water or something.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Yeah. And then up here, in my opinion, is proof that Harry is one of the best marketers of all time. He's standing here with Teddy Roosevelt. But the reason that I say this is proof that Harry was a great marketer as well as an actually good magician, in spite of the fact that he was reputed to not have great skill with his hands, is because this photo originally contained five other dudes. Harry had them painted out. He stood with the president, knowing full well what his plans were. And if you look, you can see the early Photoshop. You can see
the
drawing.
Say the earliest.
Yeah, you can see someone actually painted on the photo, which is really, and so everybody says, oh, Harry was a so-so magician, and I'm like, actually, he was thinking ahead, and that's good magic to me. So, yeah, 5'2", eyes of blue, Harry was just a little dude. Interesting story, Harry was a staunch skeptic, and he was very good friends with Arthur Conan Doyle, and Arthur Conan Doyle's wife was an automatic writer, which is a seance medium who closes their eyes and writes a note from a ghost. She did that for Harry after he lost his mother. He was very close to his mom. And he started searching out, because spiritualism was huge, searching out mediums to try to contact his
mom. And he eventually went to like poke holes and
this is where, this is one of the stories, because Arthur Conan Doyle's wife wrote a letter from Harry's mother, drew a cross at the top, "My dearest Harry," and signed it "Mother." And Harry looked at the letter and said, "Your wife is a fraud."
Oh.
And it ruined their friendship. And he said, "Prove it." And he said, "Okay. My name is Eric Weiss. My mother never called me Harry.
No.
My mother didn't speak a lick of English. And do you see this cross? My mother was a Jew." And that was the end of his friendship with Arthur Conan Doyle. But he also partnered with Scientific American Journal and traveled the entire world trying to find a real medium.
Right. But did he find a real one?
Well, he did not. He went to his grave having proved everything that he saw wrong, but never believing it wasn't out there. And he told his wife, "If I can come back from the dead, I will." And she spent 10 years recreating a seance to try to contact Harry. And what we do here is recreate that 10th and final seance, because Harry died never seeing it, but some weird stuff happened at that 10th and final seance. So we recreate that for the guests.
And
the
this was his butter knife.
It was not, but
It was so cool to be in that room and just hear about the lore of Houdini. I think I enjoyed that even more than the seance I had when
That's
I sat down in there.
She also told us, we saw this bar where there's an owl and the owl can talk to you.
Yes, and you can actually ask this owl yes or no questions.
Okay.
Oh, no, you don't want to talk to us right now?
Do you like us?
You do.
How do you think they're going to do today? Pretty good?
Will I die a painful death? Hey,
that's nice.
Good.
Are you always accurate with those predictions?
Good timing.
Is it true that it takes 3 licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop?
But only if you bite it, right? Yeah.
She revealed a little bit of the secrets of how the owl is sentient, which we can't reveal on this show. but it was pretty cool to see. But
yeah, there's
not.
A lot of that was another thing that I really liked about the visit there that you could focus on. We just had time to sort of soak it in and really look at all the decor and the decoration, and it's just a lot of shadow and mystery that they cultivate there.
Yeah, they keep the lights low.
A little bit like walking around in a BioShock game. Mm-hmm. A little haunted in there.
It still was cool. It didn't lose its luster.
I think it's cooler to me now than it was even before. To think of this place that has been cooking with gas for so long and has made an art form out of just the performance of it all, the presentation of not just each magician, but the place. The place is a show in and of itself.
You're absolutely right. After we toured around a bit, she brought us to a place called the Parlor of Prestidigitation.
Something we're very familiar with.
Yes.
Because we're nerds.
And we were given the opportunity to learn some magic.
Yes, on the big stage.
On the big stage, which is called the Stage of Wonders.
The Mage Room. The
I've already forgotten.
Palace.
The Palace of Mystery.
The Palace of Mystery.
The POM.
Meanwhile, in the Palace of Mystery.
Yeah.
And you'll actually be performing on this stage today, so go right on in.
Here we go.
Wow. There's already people here.
Have you been here for hours?
This is Lennon, and this is Chris.
Hi, guys.
And you're standing in the Palace of Mystery, which is the largest showroom in the Magic Castle, seats about 140 people.
And we came in and there were three magical tricks. I think this is a scientific term.
They might be called effects.
Illusions.
Well, I think if they're mechanical in nature, they're effects. Oh boy, I don't know. We should really have paid attention.
Oh boy.
We're going to learn different kinds of magic today, but these are the big ones.
These
you ready?
Are big.
They are large.
I think.
Yeah.
I think it's a tub of piranhas.
A tub of piranhas. Yeah.
That's a monster truck.
Well, let's find out.
All of you were all right.
Oh, it's just a box.
Just a box.
Bigfoot.
It's a door, like in Donald in Math Magic Land.
And only in Donald in Math
Magic. Yeah, that's the only.
The only time we've ever seen a door.
Yeah.
This one's an interesting shape.
I'm gonna say it's a bread oven.
A bread oven.
Mm-hmm. A table with four stools.
Okay.
Sure. Kind of looks like a stump with a dick.
Dick stump.
All right, dick stump.
We're ready?
Dick stump.
The
dick
grand
stump,
dick stump.
Oh.
This is the one I was thinking we'd teach you.
I'm gonna go in there.
Nope, you're gonna put swords through somebody.
Yes.
So, we've got a lot of work cut out for us. Which one of you wants to start?
I think you went first.
Yes,
Emma Bryan.
I chose a door of mystery.
Have fun, Liam.
I'm going to hell.
It's a portal to the netherworld.
Okay, so let's get into it.
I learned how to disapparate, to vanish, to leave the plane of existence.
You want to learn it?
Yes, I do, please.
Come on, baby.
I am an introvert, so I often want to disappear.
So the first thing we're going to do
is
go like this and give you your private space.
Okay.
So come on around the back.
All right.
This is an old illusion that was created several years ago. And what's nice about it is it can be done just about anywhere that a door will fit. All right, so you are going to do an age-old trick called the Hindu basket.
Great.
Okay, this is what's called a tip-over trunk. And this is an empty trunk until it isn't.
Okay.
And you're going to have to learn how to throw swords. We're going to have to learn how to manipulate a cover. And I need you to figure out what your magical gesture is going to be, because that's how they're going to know when to make their moves.
Okay.
So you're going to be in the position of power then.
Okay.
Which means you get to do nothing but control the action on stage. Okay. So all you have to remember is what your magical gestures are. Where's your magic? Where does it live? Is it here? Is it, you know, like, what do you do? So I don't know what magical thing Ashley does, but
mostly
that's up
that.
To you.
If I do that the whole time, is that going to be confusing?
Whatever you want. Yeah,
great.
It can be a snap, a clap. They just need, it's got to be a clear cue from you. Now is the moment of magic.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to learn those things right now.
Okay, great.
Okay,
sweet.
So hop on up.
Okay.
But like, how was the rehearsal process? Was it difficult?
It did take some practice because magic is difficult.
All right.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
The first thing I want to teach you is the most dangerous thing, which is how to throw a sword to the henchman.
Great.
So do you have any martial arts background or anything?
Is there any history of this? Is this an old trick from days of yore, or is it a...
It's a classic of magic, kind of.
Uh-huh.
So you can make it up.
I can make it up?
So you just get to be Sam, because the magic is Sam. So when you are throwing to them, the first thing you want is eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
They need to know it's coming. So one, two. Uh-huh. Same thing here. One, two. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you practice that with them a couple of times?
Okay. So. Sorry. You have such a serious look on your face.
Okay. They're ready?
One, two.
So what is this box? Is it your pirate treasure chest that you found booty in?
Where did I discover this box? In the Sahara, maybe?
Sure. Is it a box with an ancient magical artifact?
A fairy?
A fairy? So what makes the magic happen? What makes her materialize?
Is there a magic word? I like magic words.
Of course. What
Let's
do you like
a magic word.
Baloney?
Baloney's nice.
How did you find that word?
It came to me in a dream.
Perfect.
Next up was Ashley, phenomenal performer. I had asked her later, like, does she have a lot of stage experience? She said no, but I couldn't tell because she was amazing on stage.
Now, if you want to put some English on it.
Sure, of course I do. Hold it in your hand like this, and as you release it, just turn your hand.
A little spin.
Ready?
A little spin move, okay.
Ooh. Put some mustard on it, okay.
Yeah,
but don't
girl!
Do that face.
Yeah!
All right. Okay. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So you know how to throw some swords.
Awesome.
You ready to do the next thing?
Yes.
All right. So let's take it from the top, just walking through the choreography.
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead. Take it again.
One more time.
You can do it as many times as you need to, Liam.
Okay.
How do you feel?
I feel like I need to rehearse it once or twice.
Yeah,
more.
You do. You rehearse it as well. I'm going to go sit. All right. Here we go. 5, 6, 7, hit it. Oh. Yes. God, yes.
Yes.
And then I've seen magicians do this where they.
Definitely.
Oh, it's real chains. Now, is there anything like before they open the box, do I need to do, I mean, I'm saying the magical word, the
yep.
magic word, but is there a finger thing that you guys do? Is there like a-
That's your call.
Okay.
The frosting on the BS cupcake is our choice of flavor.
Yellow box. Oh, and then what do I do down here?
Anything you want.
Just a lot of this?
A somersault across the stage, whatever.
Okay. Ooh. Nothing. Is there any? Oh shit! Are you okay?
So, your job uh-huh. is going to be to elegantly pull these out one at a time and toss.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, great.
You can stand up here, remove it, throw. Pull this one, throw. The magic for you is in the toss.
Great.
Make sense?
Uh huh.
Okay.
And I just sort of do it.
Yes.
Okay, great. So that's one.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, well, nope, that didn't work.
That's okay, they'll hold the basket for you. Want it to be as smooth and as easy on Liam as possible. Do it again, please. Mind that curtain on the right-hand side, it's
okay.
The problem.
Okay, you ready?
Yes. Good. I'm seeing him. Take it again, please.
Yeah. Great, here we go.
Go ahead, open. Mm-hmm. Liam, make sure all of your body stays within that door jam. Elbows, hands, everything.
Ready.
Nice. Liam, I'm seeing your shirt again.
Oh, like an elbow or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the floating plaid shirt. Do it again, please. Oh, Jesus. Again, please.
Okay, so that type of deal, yeah? And then?
From the blade.
And then from the blade. So am I going from here to sort of here?
Yeah.
No, it's just the one.
It's look, hit.
Right, yep. Okay, great.
From wherever you are.
More distance on it next time?
Oh, we got you. Liam, are you feeling better about it?
Getting there.
You've got to stay within that door jam.
Okay.
Liam, I can see your shirt sticking out the side, so if you can keep your elbows in, cool. Take it again from the top.
Ta-da!
Better?
Yeah.
Watch your arms. I saw it. They didn't see it, but I saw it. That's right.
Still? Oh, man.
It was okay.
Okay.
But I want it to be.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, that's gonna be my move.
Love it.
Thank you. Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like there's only a split. There's no time to do this.
Open the door.
The door opens
slowly.
Right.
You want to do it again two more times until you feel good?
Yep.
You tell me when you feel good, and we'll move on.
Okay. One more time.
With choreography?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Okay. One more time with feeling, girls. Liam, are you ready to perform it?
Sure.
Great. So, Brian, cue it up.
And Brian Forrest popped up again. Brian Forrest is like the bad Penny of this show.
He,
if you look closely, he's actually in every episode. Sometimes he's just in a dark corner staring, but you have to look quick. We edit fast
him. He was in Swords. He's one of the people who was working the fire extinguishers.
Kept us alive during fire.
When we did the fire spinning. What is his job in life? What does he do?
I think he is an official jack of all trades.
But, like, what a weird career path he's on.
Welcome up. That is the pot
calling
the kettle black.
Yeah, his career path is weird. I'm normal. I go to TV shoots all the time, like a normal person does.
Brian Forrest has never seen Mariah Carey's vagine.
No. No. He has not.
What the hell are we talking about?
We were talking about learning magic.
Brian's queued up.
Great.
Thanks, Brian. Yeah, baby. Nice.
Great. That was the best it's felt. I mean, one more time just for...
Way better. Great. We're going to do the exact same thing. Brian said he saw your fingers on the monitor.
Okay, ready?
Okay, well, let's... How do you feel?
I feel great. I'm ready.
Let's reset, please.
Okay. Let's shoot it.
Let's shoot it.
Why not?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Well, Liam, where's Liam?
Oh, wow. This is a real magic show.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Wait, are we... Oh.
Is it happening?
What?
Yeah.
Is magic happening right now?
Is Liam gonna dance?
Tell me Liam's gonna dance.
Audience was unaware of my existence for a brief amount of time, and then I would reapparate into this plane of existence and be there behind the door. I can't even tell you about the things I learned or where I went and what I saw. That's the end of that monologue.
You were really good at it on stage.
Guys, I was in this other place entirely and it was full of flame. How did he do?
Yeah, how did he do?
He did great.
He did great.
A flawless performance, darling. Chef kiss, mwah.
I was always a magic man, but now I know a magic trick.
Does he get a magic name? Is he the amazing something?
That's up to him.
Or is he the Liam, what are you?
Dub me.
I dub?
Oh. Yes.
Let's go back and forth, word by word.
Oh.
Okay, the...
Stupendous.
Colossal.
Magnificent?
Irishman.
Pithy, I like it.
All right, girl, you're up.
Oh.
Let's go.
And next up was Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley Birch, phenomenal performer. She made Misty disappear, too.
Thank God.
That's all it is. Wow. This is just for show.
Okay, wait. Those are razor-sharp blades.
Extremely. I have cuts everywhere.
Yeah, and she worked with a basket full of blades.
Yeah, it was
knives.
A basket of swords.
Mm-hmm.
And if they had been real swords, I would have been a little bit more scared for her.
But they were real.
They seemed plastic in nature.
They were real. Ooh, plastic. Mm-hmm. They were just not that sharp.
Sharp as your wit.
Okay.
And whenever you're ready, Ash, just go ahead and come on
to
hit it.
Hit it.
Ah!
film.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, girl, she learned that in 30 seconds.
Don't cut your hands.
All right.
That was amazing.
Wow.
There was a lot of showmanship.
Mostly this.
A lot of, yes. A
couple of bleps.
That I realized is my magician thing, I guess. Uh-huh.
You had a magic face going. There was a lot of.
You did a great job. Thank you.
Did you come up with a magic name for yourself?
That's your job.
Oh, okay.
Lil.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Spitfire.
Of.
Irishman.
Perfect. <Yep. laughs> And last but not least, Sam, get up here.
I get to be a magic man?
Yes! Yes!
I'm not a magician.
You want to try to finish the story?
I do.
Here we go. Huh. Yeah, baby!
Your trick was a box. What did you do with this box?
Okay.
And begin.
There he is.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
I half expected him to be naked.
In my travels around the world, I discovered many magical artifacts. The Rod of Wonder, the Twin Balls of Testopheles. But none has been quite as majestic as the Box of the Mystics. Please bring it out, Sven and Jürgen. This is a shipping container that I shipped the Box of the Mystics back from the Arctic, where I discovered it. When I found it, I found a simple, empty box. But when magic is added, the spirit of magic itself is revealed. Now you'll see that this is just an ordinary shipping container. Open it! Inside is the box itself.
Box in a box.
Yeah. This is the box of the mystics. Please show them what's inside. Nothing at all. Look, I'm looking. There's nothing there. Close that! And now, with the addition of a little magic, and a little flair. And the magic words I learned in the Arctic. Farfignugen! Open it again. Oh, it's the spirit of magic herself!
Amazing!
Thank you very much.
Yay! So good!
Thank you. I did it! I did magic.
So beautifully presented.
Thank you.
All right, let's give him a name.
Oh, okay.
Smiling.
Goofin.
Smiling Goofin.
Farfignugen. Yep.
Smiling Goofin Farfignugen. It rhymes, I love it.
Well, we have a little bit of time left. Now that you've done the main stage, you want to come down and learn some card tricks?
Close-up stuff?
Close-up magic.
That's the stuff I like the best!
How would you like to learn close-up magic in the close-up room at the Magic Castle?
No.
Yeah, come on!
Okay. We learned the magic, we did the magic, but there was more. We weren't done. We went to the close-up room.
That's
after
my favorite stuff at the Magic Castle. And you're right there. Travis Willingham, do the thing.
Husband of Laura Bailey.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Friend to...
Matt Mercer.
And all under the creative direction of Marisha Ray,
which we don't have a sound for. Marisha could have her own sound effect every time we say Marisha Ray, which we do on this show a lot.
What about a series of like roundhouse kicks to a slab of meat? Like,
That's so funny. I was thinking the sound of throwing stars impacting a wall or something.
Why not both?
Yeah.
Marisha Ray,
which we don't have a sound for, but we will now. Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, apt. That's apt.
Okay.
Uh-oh. but Travis loves the close-up magic. I'm trying to remember. Didn't Laura once like hire a close-up guy to come to an event that they had?
Like something.
Yeah. And coins get vanished and pulled out of places, and you're right there. So when you see things on the big stage there, you're looking up, it's like theater, but with the close-up stuff, it's closer than you and I are. And you're like, where did it go? How did you do it?
It's astounding.
Sometimes they're holding a thing, And then they're not holding a thing.
That's crazy.
Where does it go? So we went to the close-up room to learn a little bit of close-up magic.
You are in the close-up room, which is one of the Magic Castle's most famous rooms. Some of the most famous card technicians have worked this table, and you're going to learn a card trick in here.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you good with your hands? Are you dexterous?
Really, I'm pretty klutzy.
Yeah, mine are pretty a little klutzy. Clammy.
Right now or in
just
general?
Just in general. I don't think I'm...
Let me feel. Mine too.
Oh, yeah.
It's gross.
So you saw pictures around the Magic Castle of Di Vernon. You remember that guy that was smoking the cigar? Di Vernon's ashes are actually in this building. I can't tell you where because of health occupations things, but I can say that I've brought some here into the close-up room. And since he was a very renowned card magician, I thought it would be fun to do a trick with some of Di's ashes.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. So, like I said, Di Vernon was known for working with cards. And I would like you to just take a card from, we'll go anywhere in the middle. Just take one, slide it off, and leave it on the table.
I'll take this one.
Okay, you got that one?
Is it made of dead people?
Mm-mm, dead people are in here.
Wait, do we look at the card?
I would like you guys to look at the card, but I won't. It doesn't matter if I see it because I'm not going to reveal it. Di Vernon is. Go ahead and take a look.
Okay. Sure. You want to show it to
back home.
Okay.
And you can hold on to it.
Oh, okay.
But go ahead and show him.
Oh, boy. Seems unsanitary.
It is.
Oh! I'm showing him.
You can show him. And hopefully, he'll show us.
What?
What?
What? Possible. Mr. Vernon.
Is that it?
But you picked that card.
Oh. But I picked that card.
How? You're a devil person.
Whoa, that's that was amazing.
Cool. It's fun, right?
Yeah. Yes.
He's a very, very, very magical man. He's a legend around here.
Are you going to teach us that trick?
I was going to.
So how do we do it?
So the card trick that I did for you has two parts to it. Number one, I need to know what card you're going to pick because I'm going to make that card magically appear. Mm-hmm. A lot of magic is lying. So most of that trick was me lying to you. There are, I know, my magic isn't real. If I was a proper wizard, I would be doing something else. So how did I know what card you were going to pick?
Right.
And how did I make the card appear? I'm going to show you how to make somebody pick the card you want. But we're not going to do that on camera.
You know, that was the other thing that came up a lot during this day, the concept of sort of like spoilers, keeping secrets. Are you good at keeping secrets?
Not really.
No?
Not so much. No.
You like to spill the beans?
I don't know.
To gossip? I'm okay at keeping secrets. You have to keep secrets from your kids sometimes. You have to keep secrets from friends, surprise birthdays and stuff.
NDAs. Speaking about secrets.
Yeah?
Natasha, I am secretly disappointed that the sugar just sank to the bottom of this drink and did jack shit.
Well,
fuck all. It's just sitting there.
It's clouding at the bottom.
See, I can't keep
a nice color.
I'm not good at keeping secrets. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah, it's not getting into our mouths.
I'm not.
It just tastes like champagne.
Natasha, I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
No, it's perfect. It's wonderful.
So now you guys know how to make somebody pick the card you want, right?
Wow. Sneaky, sneaky.
I would have never thought it involved murder.
They always say, do what you love.
She just smeared this guy's ashes all over her arm, seemingly not to care about the sanctity of the Everlight.
This episode is going to be very painful for one family.
Yep.
So sorry. But it was a cool trick.
It was a great trick.
Yeah.
I did that trick, I think, with the ashes, right?
Yes.
On my
you
arm.
Were able to summon the ashes to your flesh.
Yeah.
Through the means of arcane trickery.
This will tell you, Liam, exactly
why, because if you do
why
it too
you love
hard.
Me as a friend.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh.
Superpower, and this is what you do with it?
Unsurprised.
You know what?
So deeply unsurprised.
And now you have that in your arsenal.
Oh,
Sam there has a meeting later, so I'm really hoping this will
come
out.
Oh, no, I do. I have a meeting later.
I really hope he has to go in with a dick
don't
on
worry.
His arm.
When the guy asks me what it is, I'll say, don't worry, it's just the ashes of dead people.
Perfect.
It was a cool trick. I guess we can't say how it works, but
magic.
Yeah, sure.
What?
Well, I mean, you were there, Liam.
I used magic. I learned magic.
I mean, we learned some magic. You know, Misty was
magic.
Magic.
Misty was honest about peeling back the veil and exposing us to
magic.
Yes. Are there other tricks in
yeah,
your,
you
in your
another
arsenal?
One?
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay.
So there was one more trick that we learned at the close-up room.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a normal deck of cards. You can see they're all here, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to take two off the top.
Okay.
One, two. Perfect. And I want you to place them anywhere in the deck.
Do we look at them?
You should look at them. Yeah, and you could show the people at home. Don't show me.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, mm-hmm. Good picks. Mm-hmm. Good picks.
Stick them back in the deck.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Ooh. I like what she did there.
Sneaky. Okay, here we go. Now I want you to wiggle your fingers over the deck like this.
Ew.
You guys remember what your cards were?
Yes.
Yeah, I forgot one of them.
I got them. I think I remember.
That's important. You got them both? You guys know?
Yep.
Yeah.
What the fuck? How? That's impossible.
Why did you?
We're in a deck of 52 cards.
But it,
yeah.
You.
That's a cool trick.
You want to learn it?
Yes.
Of course.
So I'm gonna teach it to you now.
Oh my God.
Let the killing begin.
Right. You guys already know how to make somebody pick a card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're gonna take the cards that we want them to pick and put them on the top and the bottom of this deck. Because when you put the top and the bottom cards where you want them, and you. Gravity will do the work for you.
Uh-huh.
You need to pinch them between your fingers, four fingers on one side, thumb on the other. Let gravity do the work. Catch them. And you're going to drop them into your hand, pinching that deck so that those two slide off. Look at you rubbing your dick.
I can't get my dick off my arm.
So I'm going to put you in the hot seat in the close-up room to practice a sleight of hand move. Okay. Let's go.
We learned this. Throw in the card trick, I think it was called?
Called?
A throw card.
Throw in the deck.
Throw in the deck.
Deck throw.
Hit the deck.
Spill it all over. Drop ship.
Deep decking.
Is it hot in here? It was called?
Zach and Cody, Life on Deck.
It was called something. I don't know. It the deck toss.
The witch?
Card toss?
Just card toss?
No.
I feel like that's awfully literal.
That's awful.
Okay, so I've already forgotten what I need to do.
Thumb on top. Fingers on bottom.
And I should go like this?
Nope.
This?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm just going to throw it into my hand.
Yeah, and you're going to turn them this way.
Gravity.
Yeah.
And pinch.
Yep.
That's okay. But did you get the cards?
There.
Yay!
Oh, nicely done.
You want to try it again?
Yeah. I cool. mostly understand how this works.
So you're going after the queen and the nine of diamonds. So you try that.
Okay. Success. I'm going to go like that, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, slick.
Hey!
Ooh, slick.
Nice.
Nicely done, Leo.
Yep.
You were
mediocre. That's how I get through life. Just mediocrity wins the race.
All right, next.
Ah! Harder than it looks.
This time, pinch harder.
Okay.
And don't throw so far.
Got it.
Okay. You got the.
Do I look like I belong here?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, last time.
That's okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Oh, no look was great.
That's what it is.
We were all not great at it. I feel like Ashley was pretty good.
Yeah, she was the best.
Well,
guest is always the best.
Yeah.
That's always what happens. But I feel like normally you are the next best. But in this one brief moment.
There are a lot of magicians that are great technicians. There are a lot of magicians that are great on stage. There are very few magicians that can do both. Mm. And you guys are covering the entire art form today. But this is not as easy as it looks, as you guys found.
Yeah.
So you guys are doing both today, and you're actually doing really well.
It helps when you're with
two aces.
What's the three then, my dear?
You were the worst est.
I was. Guest is the best. Mm-hmm. I was the worst est.
It helps when you're with...
Oh!
I'll take it. Not one.
Yep. Do your catchphrase again, though.
Oh, it helps definitely. When you're with...
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they're backwards. Okay.
Yay! Yeah. So good.
It was a fun time, though. We had fun.
It was great. That was one of my favorite funs we done.
It really was. Funyuns. And it was something that we never would have experienced but for this show for this opportunity.
Misty helped us see beyond the veil that day, and we now know how magic and sorcery affects every inch of existence and can manipulate it just a little bit because we learned magic.
We did. I feel like we've been welcomed into the fraternity or sorority of magicians. We've been entrusted with secrets that we dare not reveal.
Yeah, and we are now officially unofficial sidekick
magicians.
Wannabe magician.
We were very clear about this.
Officially.
We were clear that, I think she made it clear that we were definitely official magicians.
Full-blown, card-carrying, members jacket-wearing...
Magicians.
Fakers. Magicians.
Who could definitely put it on their resume that they had performed optical illusions at the Magic Castle.
I don't know why you don't just refer to it as it is, which is magic. It's full of magic.
Sure, it's full of visual effects.
Wonder.
And easily scientifically explained phenomenon.
Sorcery.
I've even seen some performers there do some clever switcheroos.
This show is so dumb.
I know.
I really just want to hear a Mariah high note right now to punctuate the... She's really an amazing singer. 100%.
You got me feeling emotion. Is that her?
Is that with Mariah?
Every Christmas. We listen to Mariah.
Christmas. She's got a great Christmas album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's an episode of this show. Just hanging out with Mariah Carey. Could we get Mariah Carey, Natasha?
Oh, man. Sure. Singing lessons with Mariah?
That would be an amazing episode.
Be super awkward, though, if she watched this episode first.
Maybe we'll hold off on this one for a while. We'll hold this episode.
Maybe
we
go Aguilera.
I don't know. Mariah's got that something special.
Mm.
She's so great. Also, her vagina is amazing. Top 10. Are we done with the show? Is that it? We're going out on a cooch joke? All right. I deserve that. Oh, shit.
Thanks for listening to All Work No Play, the podcast. If you enjoyed the fun we done, leave us a review on whatever podcasting app you use. You can also catch the show live every other Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific at twitch.tv/criticalrole or find it Thursdays on youtube.com/criticalrole. And remember, friends, don't work too hard.